Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, this is like home.
You've never been live performing, so I'm excited to have you.
Me too.
Thank you.
Yay.
And I'm really excited to have this my next guest, who I've been trying to get on a microphone in this studio for years, Nikki Ganthi. Mm-hmm. Should I say her whole name? Maybe I should just call her Big Nick. I don't want y'all chasing her. No, I don't have to worry about y'all chasing Nikki down.
Hello, Jim.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
So for those of you who don't know, Nikki is the Wonder Queen behind Headliner Market Group and holds everything down. How do you do it? You got a powerhouse over there, girl. You had good training, though. Okay, definitely. So I would tell everybody, full disclosure, Nikki and I both came through the House of Luther Campbell. Yes, we did. We both survived the Pack Jam. And Luke Records on 82nd. And so, was it 82nd and 2nd?
Was yes, that the building?
Yeah.
Next to the football sub shop.
Yes, indeed. Which is still there, by the way.
I heard.
Yes, we both came through that boot camp. What years were you there?
93.
What years did you do time?
1993, 94, 95.
Okay. I was leaving when you
right.
came in. Yeah. Well, you know, I say everybody of any measure of success in this business has come through Luke Records. Wait a minute. So I'm hoping to see how many cameos we get in the movie.
Right.
Crickets? No.
They just got to get my character right.
Right, if anybody's in that movie, your character has got to be in that movie. But Luke's Miami Beach has got to be in there somewhere too.
Right.
So you know.
We shall see.
Yeah, I would like Naomi Campbell to play me. You know, now maybe Jill Scott, or you know, what's her name? Gabby Sidibe. She lost a few pounds. So you know. So anyway. We will see Luther Campbell's movie coming to theaters soon. So tonight, power concedes nothing without demand. We've been talking about Overtown and the reshaping of Overtown, the rebirth of Overtown. And Keon Hardiman is largely responsible. That's a lot of weight on your shoulders, young man.
Hey, man.
Right.
I was born and raised in Sky Project, so there's always been a lot of weight on our shoulders.
Yeah. There is, everybody in the sound of my voice, please go on Tidal and find Rhapsody. I couldn't find the clean version of the song to play tonight. This sister is so bad. It's R-A-P cities, not R-H. Rhapsody, and she has a song called The Pain. When I tell you, next level. Totally next level. So Keon, tell me about your history with Overtown. You know, was this the area that you always wanted to start your political career in?
Well, I always wanted to be able to serve my neighborhood, my community. And so that community in the city is District 5. District 5 includes many neighborhoods. Overtown, Liberty City, Wynwood. It includes places like Little Haiti, the Upper East Side, Spring Garden. You know, many places that many of us may not know about.
Right.
We frequent or we pass through.
So you're the chairman.
What I am is the chairman of the, when it comes to Overtown, I represent Overtown as a commissioner.
Right.
I actually split some of the boundaries with our District 2 commissioner as well.
Okay.
But I'm the chairman of the Southeast Overtown Park West Community Redevelopment Agency. That agency is very important to the city of Miami because what we do is we take tax increment dollars that were generated in the Southeast Overtown Park West areas and we reinvest it into that area. Now, we do that in many different fashions. We improve upon businesses. We provide better housing. We put training for the people that live there. We're trying to build a better neighborhood, but using the people that's there. So I believe that our mission is actually very difficult because it's the most challenging mission to accomplish when you have a group of people that are living in a space. You have CRAs in other places like Omami Beach that don't have the people and the history that places like Overtown has. And mm-hmm. so their mission seems to be a bit easier. They just build something and it grows. And what's interesting about Overtown is that the Park West area, which is the part east of Overtown, that's the area that really generates most of the tax increment dollars.
And east of Overtown. So that right. is so like where the arena and stuff is? Like that
towards
way.
That area. All okay. the major condos, et cetera. They generate a lot of the tax increment dollars. And I've taken those dollars and invested it in Overtown.
In Overtown. Okay.
Right. Okay. So, you know, when people talk about Overtown and what we're doing in Overtown, which I'm sure we're going to get into, mm-hmm. we provide a major benefit to Overtown. But people like to see people fight in Overtown. Why? Because they know that we're giving the dollars in that community. So mm-hmm. what happens is, east of Overtown, where they're generating the dollars, pretty soon you're going to hear people say, well, we want our dollars spent over here.
Right.
Not over there.
Right. Okay. So before we get to that part, let me ask you, because I think about an area, I was thinking about this driving in. What is an area that everybody like saw go from zero to hero, right? And that would kind of be Midtown, in that it was like dust. And then all of a sudden, you know, it is the, I guess, you know, the restaurants that grew from concrete.
Right.
And the one, so is that the, I don't want to say the model.
No, it's not the model. Now, I'll tell you why it's not the
right.
model. Midtown grew because we have a Midtown CRA. So there are three CRAs okay. in the city of Miami boundaries. You have the mm-hmm. Midtown, Southeast Overtown, and your Omni area.
Okay.
The chair of the Midtown CRA is Francis Suarez.
Mm-hmm.
The chair of the Omni is Commissioner Russell. And then I'm the chair of the Southeast Overtown Park West
okay.
Community Development Agency. When people think about CRAs, they mostly think about our CRA.
Yeah.
So when you see people demand things, they're mad about things, they want more improvements of things, they all come to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's just the truth. When we go, and I'm looking at the room that's here, when we have a CRA meeting with Midtown or with Omni, it's this many people. And I'm looking at a studio, maybe like 25 people. It's this many people that are there.
Okay.
And so they have executive directors. They get salaries. They're supposed to provide, they should provide housing. They provide business incentives. Everything that you can get from us, mm-hmm. you can get from them. But over the years, it just has not happened.
Yeah. Because I'm just hearing about the Omni CRA because Carol Ann Taylor's son is involved.
Right. So basically, the Omni CRA, what they did, which I don't, you know, it spurred development, which remember now, Omni CRAs are supposed to create economic development. They're supposed to eliminate slum and blight.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was blight there because there was a lack of development. It was basically an old shipyard. And then they basically created the incentives so that they can have the condo developments there and then also the retail developments there. But they literally took all of their dollars, all their tax increment dollars,
right.
and they leveraged them. So they spent all of their money on debt service. So you don't see a lot of other things happening in Midtown besides what you have. You'll see some new developments that are coming in because they've always had the tax incentive deals to go into the area.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see the type of life that we're trying to create in Overtown.
In Midtown.
In Midtown.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that one of the reasons why Midtown boomed the way it did is because so many people moved there.
Well, you got to understand that Midtown is just south.
Mm-hmm.
Of areas that there are already people living there. The big fight when people started to be aware of what was happening in Midtown was Walmart. Walmart
yes.
wanted to come to Midtown.
Yes. And nobody was having it.
The people who lived there around it were not having it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand who lives there. I know some judges that live in the area. I know, you know, there are people who mm-hmm. are well-to-do that live in the area. Just like there are people who live near the design district. And as they
right.
continue to expand, they fought that. But Walmart is a special thing because most people associate Walmart with poor people because everyone's looking to save dollars.
Right.
If you want to have something that they wanted in their neighborhood, they would have preferred Whole Foods.
Right.
Right? So, but,
or
so,
Fresh Market.
Or
even.
Fresh Market. Right? So what you have to understand is that it's not necessarily that the Midtown area is a space that has boomed. I think it grew. There's housing that's there. Ask yourself, is there a unit of affordable housing?
No.
Have you ever demanded it?
No.
Have you ever said, can I have a job? Are there any black folks working there? Are you giving black folks businesses? Are you having something to bring
us
in?
I'm trying to think about seeing any black folks working. Yeah.
Are you setting up a... what I'm saying to you is that these are all areas that we serve. It just so happens that Midtown is the commissioner is a different commissioner than I am, but we're neighbors to each other.
Right.
But what I'm saying to you all is that there's so many times that I think about this that we as black people get so concentrated on that one fucking crumb.
Right.
That we forget that there's a whole pie out there.
Yeah. Well,
the city of Miami, it's a big, big, big pie.
But you know what? I think a lot of that is because we are used to there just being a crumb, only seeing a crumb. When my mother first came down here, she was like, people down here act like they ain't never been out of their zip code. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, she was right because she's right about my zip code. You've never been out of your zip code. Right.
When I was a child.
So to that, you know, if you haven't seen greater, you don't know that it exists. So you end up fighting over that crumb. You know what I'm saying? So there is some element. Would you agree there's some element of that?
No. And the reason I wouldn't agree with that is because the people that are fighting over these crumbs, if you will,
mm-hmm.
are not from Miami.
Mm.
You got a great deal of people coming from outside places. So they have outside influence. They have outside points of view. They come here searching for an opportunity. Most people from Miami that become educated, that do something positive, they move. They
seek
greater opportunities because they say there's no opportunity for black people in Miami.
Yes.
When I was graduating from school, I had to deal with that everyone I talked to said they're not coming back to Miami. And I'm saying, hey, come back. I came back, right? Then I pursued greater education here in Miami,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't want to leave. So, mm-hmm. But I want to invest back into the year because everyone but us, and this is an overbroad statement, knows what's happening in Miami but us.
Hmm.
So when I bought my property on my street, I remember speaking to a woman that her family had been there for 70 years, and she said to me, why are you buying over here? Mm-hmm. And I said, why not? I said, you're 4 minutes from the design district.
Right.
You're 7 minutes from the airport. Right? You have the Adrian Arts Center right next to you. You have major transport coming. You have $2 billion worth of investment coming through Overtown through the Miami World Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation, Musadiq, with somebody, and I was talking about, man, wouldn't this be something? I'm going to present you a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Right? But listen to it.
Yes.
Back in the day,
mm-hmm.
black people bought property no matter how much money they had. They saved whatever they could to buy property.
To buy property,
right?
Yeah.
So poor people lived in houses.
Right.
Right.
Right? If you were in Liberty City, if you were in Overtown, if you were in these places, and that's a little later in time because we're not talking about when Colortown existed.
Right.
But black people own houses.
Correct.
And so they still live in these houses today, right? Now, in these houses, they have some issues. They may have rodent rats, they may have asbestos, they may have roof, they may have all these different issues, but they live there, right?
Right.
Now, what happens now in our black communities is this. They build this thing called affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
ELI, extremely low income or low income housing.
Okay.
And they tell black people who live in the community, hey, move here. We have brand new cabinets.
Right.
We have granites. We have granite countertops. We have new appliances. We have electrical, all these things.
Right.
And all these black people sell their properties and they move to these places.
Right.
And so, especially the senior places, so 55 and up, they're just full of our people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens to their property?
Well,
when they die, right? The property's already gone. But when they die, or if they still own it, the property is sold. The black people who live or who are renting in these extremely low income or low income properties, they don't have any investment within that, so it moves on to the next person.
Yeah.
But the wealth is now taken away from the black community. Because remember, we used to own the houses. So if you continue to own your house in the design district, it went from valued at $120,000 to $350,000,
right,
as is. And then renovated, it's selling for $750,000, $1 million. So if we kept that into our neighborhood and stopped moving out just to have granite countertops, just to have this better life, or maybe some young people move and buy property in their neighborhood without saying, hey, you know, maybe it'll take me 10 years to get the house the way that I want it to be, but it's mine. And in 10 years, if I decided to sell it, at least I made $300,000. Because if you rent for 10 years on Brickell, you don't have anything.
No. Well, maybe we have the Jeffersons to thank for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm serious.
They moved on. They did pay rent.
And they did. They moved on
to the east
side to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
I think they paid rent.
Yeah. they paid rent. There are the popular culture influences our entire lot. Look at Jigga. Come on now. Don't get shot over in a neighborhood that your mama renting.
That was deep.
Thank you.
That was deep.
Flip it by the neighborhood. That's how you rent it.
But you know,
you know what I'm saying? The parallels are there. That we didn't, if we had had a Jay-Z who knew the game 30 years ago. You see what I'm saying? And I understand what you're saying, but so who do we blame for not pimping them to the game not to sell the house?
But you can't. Your parents. But your parents and your grandparents bought their. Property.
They did. They did. You're right.
So the
grandparents.
Disconnection
yeah.
is not between the parent and the child. It's in the child. Because the child, somewhere along the line, said to themselves, I don't want to live like this. I want to live this way. It's easier to rent that apartment. To live in a better neighborhood. It is much easier.
I mean, it is, but I don't know that...
It's simple with no substance.
I'm telling you.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, okay.
Because let me give you a great...
Analogy.
When the young brother, Tim James, he went to Northwestern, right?
Yeah.
When Tim James went to UM...
Right.
He was coming to my barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to the league.
Right.
I went to him. I said, you're from Liberty City. Let's buy up the block. I'm talking 17, 18,
19
years. Wow. I say, let's buy the block. Right. I say, because what you need to do, you buy the block, and then you build it the way you want to and have people come in.
Right.
But if it's just despair, if it's just the same old hood, nobody wants to come. But you have to be that first one to come in, to buy the whole block, and then you bring other people that look like you, think like you, who want to raise their children like you, and you offer them a better solution.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And I told him that. It's the same thing, whether it's Overtown or Liberty City. We have to go back. Like the commissioner said, we got sold a bag of false promises. Move out to the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
It should be called Chocolate City.
Not
anymore.
Yeah.
The same spots that was infested. Now you're talking about 400 square feet going for $400,000 to $500,000 a square foot.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with Liberty City. It's the same thing with Overtown. It's the same thing with Little
Detroit. Haiti. If you look at Edwin James Instagram account, he said that he owned a Bentley before he owned a house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did say that.
Whether he listened to Jay-Z and decided to testify, I think that is what... I mean, listen, is everybody listening to 444 in here, by the way? The sound of my... Okay. Y'all are... Okay. Again,
these are facts.
Okay. These are facts.
So when I look at my neighborhood, right?
Right.
When I look at where my grandmother grew up, where my grandmother eventually moved when she left the projects.
Mm-hmm.
When she left, she had two... houses right next to each other, two apartment units, if you will, right next to each other in the projects. Those of us who know about Scott Projects, you know what I'm talking about when I envision it.
Mm-hmm.
When she moved to the house that she is right now, I know the neighbors. So I can still to the day I can go and point out who's who and, you know the one place that's been transient and things of that nature. But you're going to lose that in these neighborhoods because what's happening, and especially now, the next conversation that people need to start waking up about this whole Airbnb, short-term rental, all these things like that. Because what's happening is this. Instead of developers typically like to buy large plots of land, build things, and then rent it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, it was never really profitable for them to buy a house and rent it in a low-income neighborhood. But now that the low-income neighborhoods are coming up in value, they're buying those houses cash. They beat you because you can't get the financing for it because they'll offer more than what the value is, what it's been appraised for.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to make money off of it weekly because they're going to put it on the market. Now, what does that do to you and your neighborhood? Well, your neighbors are no longer your neighbors.
Right.
They change every single day.
And you don't live there anymore.
Right. And what's most important is that, what you just said. So if you think that you will be able to move back into these communities.
Forget about it.
Because the value went from 120 to 250 to 260 to now 500, 600,000 because it's now a true income property. And it raises the value of everything around it.
2 to 4, 4 to 8.
You're going to be able to live there. So everybody ran from the hood, and now the first people that came back were white people, not us.
Well, and now we're priced out. Everybody is pretty much priced out of being able to live in the city of Miami. We'll talk about that and more in the Overtown Music Festival because in order to bring people back to the city, you got to have something to entertain them and you got to feed them. We'll talk about that coming up on the other side. AM
105 presents the 2017 Overtown Music and Arts Festival on Saturday, July 15th, featuring performances by Keisha Cole, Inner Circle, Steel Grace, RL Burnett. Hosted by Monica. Feature the public. The family-friendly festival will also feature a youth zone with bounce houses, a barbecue cook-off competition, food trucks, and art expo zone from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on 2nd and 3rd Avenue between 8th and 10th in the historic city of Overtown. The 2017 Overtown Music and Arts Festival, Saturday, July 15th. Brought to you by the City of Miami, Commissioner Keon Hardiman, the Miami CRA, Green Family Foundation, Headliner Entertainment Group, and Overtown's number one radio station. Today's R&B and old school. Hot 105. For more, go to hot105fm.com or text the keyword hot105app to 28367. Download our free hot105 app now.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
It's time for Sweetwater Savings. That's right, Sweetwater is back and it's better than ever. On July 14th and 15th, Sweetwater returns with an immersive Southern experience with dinner and an exciting musical show of live music, singing, and dancing. So join us for this ultimate dinner experience. Get your tickets today at SweetwaterMiami.Eventbrite.com. SweetwaterMiami.Eventbrite.com.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Start with durable 27-gallon storage totes for just $8.97. They're made of heavy-duty resin to hold up to 400 pounds. At that price, you should get a few extra, just to hold the money you'll save. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid August 23rd, U.S. only.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tom Jonas in the morning. The Tom Jonas Morning Show. Everybody knows it's on 105.1.
2 Chainz turned his pink trap house into a free HIV testing clinic.
That's really interesting.
He's trying to stop some of the ruckus and everything going on. Some of the drama.
So Maisie, where you catch it at, you can find out if you got it.
And we're back Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. on Hot 105. Today's R&B and old school.
Steamier than a small Baptist church on a July evening in Chattahoochee, Georgia. It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy, right here on Hot 105. Now get your plates ready for Mark Samuel and free food.
Say, hey, the Lord, I
God, he is merciful. He's been so good, forever faithful. That's why we praise your name. We give you the glory and all of the praise. We give you the glory and all of the praise. We give you the glory and all of the praise. Hey, 'cause you are worthy, Lord. We give you the glory and all of the praise. Up our voice to his holy name. We sing a new song to him with your
thanks.
Yeah, for the Lord our God, he is wonderful. The Lord our God, he is merciful. He's been so good, forever faithful. That's why we praise your name. We give you the glory.
Hot Talk, call 888-550-9105. And now, back to Hot Talk.
Yes, indeed. Mark Samuels and Free Food. Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. Okay, y'all kind of stingy with the applause over here. Give it up. That's your chocolate. Okay, there you go. So listen, Mark Samuels and Free Food, the band tonight. Wait a minute. Where's my list of Free Food? I want to tell you who's Donovan
Capron.
Capron, thank you.
He's the producer.
Okay, Donovan. That's on keys?
On the keys, yes.
There you go. Hey, Donovan. Douglas McDonald on sax.
Yeah, that's a.k.a. Sid.
There you go. And Zayna. Where is she?
Zayna on the bass.
That's Zayna on the bass. I love it. I was like, the sister's playing the bass. Do that. Listen, I'm down for the bass player. And Michael Mount Zion on guitar.
Exactly.
Very good. And exactly. Mark Samuel leading the band.
Amen.
Okay, so is this the project that I have here, or is this just...
My new single is called G3.
Yeah.
And that was just the acoustic version.
Awesome.
And it's more of an upbeat type of praise song, and it's really exciting. It's a new sound, a new wave. So.
You know, there is a... I was at an event last night with Sincere. Yeah. And who does that Love Life and the 4-1, that's Sincere, mm-hmm. actually. And then there was a new brother, King David.
King
Where's
David.
Cedric Dawkins? Well, King David, right? That was the name of...
Yeah, that's my brother.
Trap Gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to call it. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, this is different.
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is trap music, but it's gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it made me think, because at first we were clowning. And I was like, you know what, though? Does it matter how spirits get to... God, or whatever, you know, whatever your spiritual space is, does it matter how you get there? If it's trap music or if it's, you know,
it's so many different
corral.
People. It's so many people that reach in so many different ways and avenues of music. So we just try to tap into where we fit in and just reach those.
Yeah.
And then those that don't know. And
now you know.
And now you know, exactly.
Awesome. So. Well, you have to come back. I'm going to do a show on that because I do this, you know, 6 week. Every 6 weeks, I do the Real Pastors of South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I did Young Pastors, young and then Black and in the Pulpit. So I would love for us to talk, Trap Gospel. King David, yeah. and Sincere.
Okay.
And there's another sister, Angelique, is that her name? I'll find her. So thank you for coming. And Novell, come on over to the... Novell Allen is the reason why you're all here tonight. Well, you can share the mic with Mark. So, shout out. Hey, Novell.
Hello,
thank you so much
for
coming.
Thank you.
I'm very blessed to have you here.
Thank you.
And that we've made an acquaintance. So now you are a, you're also a talent, and you are doing a night at the Shelbourne.
Yes.
The first Thursday of every month?
It's a Thursday in a month, in every month, but it's not the first Thursday.
You just randomly pick one.
It takes about a month to put the shows together. Yeah. So it depends on, how things are, the momentum and things like that. I really like to make sure that everything is well organized. And that
you have some good musicians, a variety.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Like, and it really takes time to reach out and find the quality of talent that you see here tonight.
Yeah. Well, I tell the story that I do live music now on the show because I kept getting kicked off of Facebook. You can't have it on for more than like 35, 40 seconds while the music was on. So, we'd be in commercial talking, I would forget and I just got kicked off a number of times. I'm like, you know what? I'll just have live artists in here.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you the wealth of talent in South Florida, it is amazing. I've just had some really, really great people. And then you and I, because of that, I reached out to you and I saw your event at the Shelbourne. And so every Thursday you choose.
So what happened was like the last show was June 15th. And I began the series about 6 or 7 years ago, and I took a bit of a break.
Yeah.
About 2 years, and then I called up the venue and I said, "Hey, I think I'm ready to get back in the game."
Yeah.
And I saw that there was a need for cohesiveness in the artistic community in South Florida.
Okay.
There's a lot of people looking for talent. And there's lots of talent looking for opportunity.
Right.
And there's, for some reason, they seem to miss each other.
Well, that's what we're trying to work on here at Hot Talk. So, Harlem Square, when's that open? That's coming soon.
We're in construction now.
See?
So, we're looking at approximately 9 months to another 10 months.
That you are in this spot.
In Overtown.
Yeah.
Live music.
That would be we have to go check him out at the Shelbourne. You've seen that little room at the Shelbourne.
Yes.
It's real cute.
But the next show is July 20th. I at least have that much. Okay.
Okay, there we go. July 20th.
July 20th.
It's the next show.
It's 11 p.m. There's no cover. And it's
awesome.
A variety of music.
Is there a two-drink minimum?
No drink minimum.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
I know.
So then how are they making money?
How are they making money?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even making money. It's a
shame. I didn't ask you that. I said, how are they making money?
What it really is
I know you're not making no money.
So when I was working initially, when I started the showcase at the Van Dyke.
Right.
I had a budget.
Right.
And that budget went to the musicians and to the singers.
Right.
And then over the last 3 or 4 years, places like that
disappeared. Yeah.
Start to disappear. So part of my purpose is to create that momentum. Nothing.
Certainly. That's my point. I recently, I won't even say who the person is, but a big production is coming to Miami and they have the lead person from The Voice or something. And so they needed the whole rest of the cast. They wanted to, book. So I was like, oh, that's great. So what's the day rate? Oh, no, it's volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, so did you get your lighting and sound people here? Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah. And I was like, and are they volunteer? And she's like, well, of course not. I was like, yeah, exactly. So why would you ask the people that they have to light and mic to do it for free?
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll call you back. That was the end of that conversation. But that is the problem.
Yes.
That people think that artists need exposure, and it's a good opportunity for people to see you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Alan Paul. I am well seen, okay? I need a check.
Yes.
So I think that, and I say that because we have to start advocating for talent to be paid.
Yes. There are ways to do that. And the ways are not very traditional. And there's nothing.
Not at the Shelbourne yet.
For instance, you would stream online. And when you stream with a major streaming service,
right,
you can have advertisers, commercial entities that will pay
for... I'm talking about gigging every week. How am I paying, am I paying my rent gigging every...
Well, you know, but like...
I'm just... Yeah, the game is... But hold that thought, because the game has changed quite a bit. Nikki. Mosadiq. I remember the days. Remember the days when a girl could pay all her bills and travel on the money we were making. Those days are dead and gone. But this is why it's important that, you know, as we were talking to Keon before we went to the break, that in creating, you know, and reshaping Overtown, that we look at one of the keys of doing and shaping any kind of community is bringing entertainment and food into the space. And Kia, the two of you, the entity of the CRA and Keon and Headline Market Group, have created the Overtown Music Festival now in its fifth year. And it is one of those, every year, Keon and I stand on that stage and look out on the street, which I heard has been moved. The location is different this year. But we look out on that stage and it's just like, yes, this can happen. And it all... You know, I've never asked you, Mosadiq, how did that come to be? Because honestly, when we stand on that stage and look out, it's like, wow, you feel like you're in the beginning of something great. You know, but how did you all come to decide to do that? Because, you know,
I mean, well, it was just for us, it was a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful for our CRA director, and I call him the young bull,
mm-hmm.
who believed in the vision in which I saw.
Yeah.
Because 2 years prior, there was someone else on the outside trying to choreograph or dictate to us what Overtown should be.
Mm-hmm.
And being who I am, I said, well, I'm going to commandeer this because we are the biggest marketing company in the world when it comes to black people.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my cousin, who was the president and CEO of Headliner Market Group, Mike. And I said, Mike, we need to do a festival. And I went to the commissioner and said, we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay. And what people don't realize is I think the first year, they only gave us $75,000
mm-hmm.
to do a festival.
Yeah.
Not a party, but a festival. And Mike and I pulled out our pocket another $75,000. We matched it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started. You know, because we cared about the community and we wanted to show what black excellence was and is. And being as though Overtown is the key. I say it's the key of Miami. So we wanted to enhance it, promote it, to bring back the glory days and show people what black excellence was.
Mm-hmm.
Because the narrative has been painted that it was negative. So, like I said, with our young bull and our CRA director, they just believed in it, and we've been getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yeah. So we're in the fifth year, and Nikki. So now, and I really, really credit Nikki for making sure that it is, or really curating the event so that it is a 360 representative of the black community and the black family. So shouts out and. You know, two snaps for you. So now this year, it's, you know, I'm titling it a week of empowerment. But you're starting the week off with a really powerful piece. So I'll let you tell everybody about it.
So the Friday, actually, it's a group effort, so I'm not going to take all the credit. We're starting the weekend off with an event where we... the Smarten Up Black Male Youth Summit,
mm-hmm.
as well as a, which is for young men ages 13 to 18, free. And also we're doing a piece where we are showing a documentary, Elementary Genocide.
Yes, and that is done by?
It's a filmmaker out of Atlanta, Raheem Shabazz.
Who just happens to be with us right now, Raheem Shabazz. Welcome to Hot Talk. Raheem, I can hear the fuzz. Raheem, are you talking to him over there? Okay, Raheem, you gonna call us back? Okay. Thanks. Love you, mean it. Okay. So in the meantime, Nikki, you can go ahead and tell us about it.
So elementary genocide, a lot of people may or may not be aware of it, but it's a school-to-prison pipeline. Prisons determine how many beds that they're going to build based on the third-grade reading scores of young black boys. So this documentary addresses that. It's a three-part documentary. We're doing part one, mm-hmm. but I believe he has a part three coming out. So we'll show that documentary to the adults, and then they can have a conversation, Q&A.
Let's see if we got Raheem. Do we have you here? Raheem. Raheem, are you there? Okay, we're going to give you one more. Raheem? Okay, no. We can hear you, the static, but we can't hear you. Call Nikki or somebody. Okay. While we can't hear. Yeah, because he's up. He's there.
So, yeah, that's taking place on Friday. And as is with the festival, that's free as well.
Okay. Hello?
There you go, Raheem. Or is this, wait,
Dollar Bill,
if nobody gets in on this show, Dollar Bill will get in. Hello, sir, how are you?
I'm doing all right, ma'am. How y'all doing? We got some great guests. I want to compliment that commissioner there, Hardiman. He's doing a good job. He's doing outstanding, okay?
Well, thank you.
And,
yeah, I appreciate it.
Matter of fact, I know his family. His grandmother used to run a store, I think, if that's his grandmother on 17th Avenue back in the 80s, and Billy Harlem and them.
Harlem is mine.
So I know them. Okay, so when he was running for election the first time, I was pulling for him so hard because he was running against that white guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want the white guy to beat him. I was pulling for him so hard. And plus, I know his family, and I'm proud of him. He proved me right, okay?
Yeah.
Y'all call biracial people black. I call them white.
So you gotta
flip the game on the white people, okay?
Here we go.
Until y'all learn to flip the game on the white people, they go forever use black because they think black people stupid. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you straight up, they pay them to be stupid.
Okay.
Okay. And now listen to what we're doing that we're doing wrong, okay?
You got it.
First of all, we need to get control of our woman, okay? They got control of our woman, okay? We need to get that black woman, put her back in the fold, okay? Take them people wig off your head because you don't have
to. Okay? I was waiting for how long it was going to be the weave.
Ain't no white person made a black one. That go for Obama, Farrakhan, Alicia Keys. None of those people are black.
What is it you got with Alicia Keys? Okay, wait, hold that thought.
We keep letting people steal our identity. That's the point. We keep letting people steal the identity of the black race.
Okay, hold that thought. Because we don't have that right now. Dollar Bill, you have to hold on. Okay. All right. Yeah, because you get people thrown off. All right, so we didn't get to talk to our brother for elementary genocide, but, in short shift, Nikki, just share with me what people can expect. It's free. You can go watch the trailer. Here, let me put the trailer up on the Facebook page while we're talking. Go ahead.
So it's free.
You got to get to the mic, Nikki, you know.
The event is free at the historic Black at the Lyric Theater in Overtown
mm-hmm.
on Friday.
Okay.
9 a.m. is registration. Bring out your young sons, and parents should come out as well. And young millennials, even if you don't have children, I think it's a documentary that you should see.
Well, you know, you and I talked about that just how amazing and how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of us really don't understand that, in fact, prisons are built based on, in many cities and states, based on the education level of the people in certain urban neighborhoods.
Right.
Because there is a statistic that if the reading scores by, I think it's third grade, or not higher than X amount of number, then X amount will end up in prison.
Right.
Period. So these areas where they can predict that would be the most conducive to building prisons. Yeah. So when you have, so when we, back to Keon's point, when you have that kind of system sort of in place, you know, so that there's a wide swath of the world making its money off of your demise and being able to appropriately plan your demise, you know, you have to have not only both eyes and your third eye open, but be able to see a side eye in your sleep.
Mm. That's just,
you know. So, you know, I mean, that is, and I just think that between, you know, our conversation and our music and being able to listen to those who, you know, have seen the proverbial mountaintop and are like, you know, still jigga. You get all the way up, you know, and then to see LeBron James, you know, responding.
That's what he wanted to say.
Yeah, well, and
that's
and,
what he wanted to say.
Yeah, and LeBron went on YouTube and responded to Jay-Z, and he was like, yeah, I know, still jigga.
That's what he wanted to say.
You know, in reference to his, you know, house being defamed at the player. I mean, we have to keep bringing that reality back to people that it really does not matter what level you reach.
But most of us are scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be black. We don't want to say we black.
Yeah.
We're scared to say that.
Yeah.
That is the reason. I mean, like, you know, when you talk that, I talk that black talk. Mm-hmm. That's why I tell anybody. Coming to Overtown, 11th and 3rd Avenue, you'll see me every day campaigning on that street talking about House of Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Yeah.
Because I love my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I stand for that. Because if them little black boys and black girls don't see me, who they going to see?
Who they going to see? Yeah. And that...
And my commissioner. Yeah. Always there, too. On 3rd Avenue.
Before we went to the break, we were talking about that. You know, a lot of us are talking about we are going to Overtown more often now, but scant few of us, I can't even really think of anybody who has said, you know, I'm really thinking about moving back to Overtown. Now, oddly enough, I do have some friends who have moved to the Fish Trunk area in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm.
But, you know, there are very few. Anybody in here live in Overtown? You live next to it. What is that, Wynwood or Alapata?
Closer to Alapata,
yeah.
I'm walking distance. I'm
just right.
West of 7th Avenue.
My mother lives in Overtown.
Yeah, but everybody in this room is...
And I have two female cousins that live in Overtown.
Yeah.
On First Court.
So, but needless to say, there are a lot of us in here. And, yeah, none of us live in Overtown. And, you know, when I moved into my most recent home, I really love my place, but it was something about writing the check to this man who does not respect who I am and my and anyone who looks like me, that every time I write it, you know, I feel like I'm losing a little piece of my soul.
Mm.
And the fact that, you know, the first two nights I was in there, I sat on my couch and cried that I had never paid rent to somebody who looked like me.
Mm.
Ever.
Mm.
So how am I building wealth? You know? So that brings us to, you know, my point about, you know, what is your experience, Keon, of people moving back to Overtown?
Well, the first thing
to Overtown, period.
The first thing I want to say is this. When people talk about moving to Overtown, the vast majority of black people talk about rent.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move into Overtown. They want to rent one of these new developments.
Yeah.
And that kind of takes us back to what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
The rent is still going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you made a comment earlier talking about how there are people who live in these new developments in Overtown that say that there are not a lot of black people in them.
Right.
Right.
I had a caller last week.
So I want to remind people that we live in the city of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You got a mayor named... let's start with the commissioners. You got a commissioner named Carollo.
Mm-hmm.
A commissioner named Suarez.
Mm-hmm.
You got a commissioner named Wilfredo Gort.
Mm-hmm.
You got a commissioner named Russell. And you have one named Hardeman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then your mayor is named Regalado.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You see a pattern?
So, black people are not the majority in Miami, right? We're a percentage of it, probably around 15-20% of the people in Miami.
Right.
Just so happens that we had these neighborhoods that we had to live in. We were segregated to,
mm-hmm.
Colored Town, Overtown, and in the Grove.
Right.
And so, when you talk about building new housing units,
who you think are going to move into those units. I try to explain to people that when we invested $60 million as a CRA to build new affordable housing in Overtown.
Right.
Like, that's what built those buildings.
Right.
And so, I know you're trying to get to the you want to intro?
What? Oh, no. Part of it is, so what is it? You know, like, I faced that with this show, right, when I took it. I was like, I want, you know, everything is local. Everything that matters to you is local, right? So we got to make this matter. Community affairs matter to people locally, right? So how do you make it matter to people that it's important that we live there, not just stop, get some wings, and drive back?
But what you don't understand...
Although we do love to come to get the wings.
I do love the Miami wings,
I'm just saying.
This is the conversation that I have with people all the time. When they say, we need more affordable housing in Overtown, I say, no, we don't. We have enough affordable housing in Overtown. Because the people that live in Overtown can afford to live there.
Right.
What we don't have enough of is standard housing. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough of beautiful looking units that people live in and can have confidence and feel pride in living there.
Yeah.
So that's why we invested $15 million into Town Park North, 169 units, $10 million in Town Park South, $10 million in Town Park Village. These people live in Overtown. This is the largest representation of black ownership in Overtown.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've given them a free grant to gut rehab all of their units. So now, yeah, we got apartments that people can move into. But we've just now ensured that a family has a place to live for the next 100 years
in Town Park.
Because what would have happened was that it would have been condemned because they had sewage all over the place.
Right.
A developer would have bought all the land and all the black people would have been moved out. So the conversation is really about how we've been taking care of the people that live there. How we're going to ensure that people of color continue to live there unless they sell it themselves, and they have all the right to do that. They can sell their neighborhood and move.
But
the apartments that are there, yeah, we do have options for people that want to come into the neighborhood and rent. Many of them are low-income apartments. We haven't built any market rate. But on the Park West side, there's plenty of market rate. You just can't afford to live there. Back
right. Then. I was going to say, the all those... Right.
But you can still
those,
you can walk. Yeah.
What is that? Wynwood 1, 2, and 3 this building?
Listen, they have units that start for $3, $4 million.
I know, that are the size of a garage.
Yeah, so you know, look, the what I'm saying to you is that people realize that it's location, location, location. And Overtown has always been location
great
rich.
Location.
And so now it's just a matter of now how we get people to move back into these neighborhoods. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is the people that own it. So the people that live in the town parks,
uh-huh.
the people that have single family homes in the area, don't sell them. They keep them.
Right.
So the bottom line is this. What I'm happy about is this. The neighborhood will continue to be the neighborhood for them.
Okay. I mean, I feel you on that.
So can you move into Overtown today? Yes. Can you buy into Overtown? Probably a little less likely.
Yeah.
Because you're competing against a lot of cash buyers.
And now, unfortunately, if you're not cash rich right now, it's just not a good time to be buying anything. Anyway, you do better to invest in something, you know, and let the money grow there and rent.
But see, the thing
right
is this.
Right this minute.
We can, as a people, we can start looking at the next play.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The next play is Liberty City. If you're investing
right.
west of 7th
exactly.
Avenue today, you're going to be in the same situation that these people are in Overtown. In Liberty City, you don't have these major high-rise buildings. You have less density,
right?
You have single-family homes. You have 5,000, 10,000 square foot lots. They're not on top of each other. You have the most parks in District 5.
Well, then,
right? Everybody can afford to live there. When you're in Liberty City, you don't have to worry about the traffic.
Right.
Back streets.
Ernisha, you all are buying up properties in Liberty City.
What's the name of your group?
Liberty
City.
Yeah.
I've seen them invest in Liberty City and in West, like on 22nd Avenue, 18th Avenue, that way. But, you know, the property is more affordable as you go further west. But
right.
I'm telling you, 22nd Avenue, if you're talking about commercial properties, buy that now.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
You
all
heard
those
that.
All those apartment buildings and things
buy
like that.
Buy it right now.
Buy it right now. Listen, the property that's just near Liberty Square,
right.
we affectionately call the Pokemans. They have some nice houses that's just north of it. Big houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just west of I'm not going to say high school where I went to high school at. All
okay.
those properties, the values of those properties are going up.
Now you're going to see all of us circling around the area.
That's what we need to.
We need to be driving around there.
The problem is that in black neighborhoods, whites have always owned.
Right.
And they've always rented to us and give us less value.
Yeah.
And don't fix up our units, and we pay more for it. We still live there. That's why we end up living in the neighborhood for 35 years and renting.
Right.
You know? We can
buy that's a great segue, because Arnesia Randolph, is creating a business in Overtown and is buying up in Liberty City, and that's a great segue. She'll be joining us after midnight. Are you all staying?
Whatever.
Yes. You Liv is closed. You ain't gonna. Liv is closed to left the labor. We'll be back.
I am Jill Tracy. This is I Talk on Hot 105.
Geico presents summer boating safety tips. Before heading out in the water, be sure to check the weather. If you see darkening clouds and feel changing winds, might be time to reel it in. Did you know Geico has boat insurance? You can get a free boat insurance quote at geico.com.
One United Bank, America's largest black-owned bank with a branch right here at 3275 Northwest 79th Street in Miami, is here for you. Just visit a branch or go to oneunited.com, open a Unity Savings account for just $100, and join the Bank Black movement. One United wants us to move our money and our minds to start doing business with black-owned businesses. Let's harness our $1.2 trillion in spending to build wealth in our community. Visit oneunited.com and join the Bank Black movement.
Do you know what lost wage benefits are? If you don't make a claim within 14 days, it just doesn't matter. Do you know what PIP benefits are? If you don't make a claim within 14 days, it just doesn't matter.
What are you talking about?
Here's the 411. Injured in a car accident, you'll only have 14 days to file a PIP claim for injury and lost wage benefits. After 14 days, it just doesn't matter. 411 Pain wants you to know that the laws will be changing. If you don't seek medical attention within 14 days, you will have lost, forfeited, given up any opportunity to claim up to $10,000 in medical and or lost wage benefits. After 14 days, it just doesn't matter. That's why 411 Pain uses the phrase call from home, hospital, or accident scene, with the emphasis on accident scene. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 411 Pain is a lawyer referral service, non-attorney spokespersons.
Is Greg a good name for a chameleon?
Searching Caribbean.
Wait, I said...
Norwegian Cruise Line has ships sailing all over the world, including the Caribbean, Bermuda, Alaska, and Europe.
Do they sail from around here?
Searching. They have ships sailing year-round from Miami.
Oh, and they have that free at sea promotion too, so I could choose up to 5 free offers. Like free unlimited open bar.
Like is an understatement.
Or free specialty dining.
I wish I could taste things.
I could choose free shore excursions.
Don't forget me. I have a camera.
There's free Wi-Fi.
Or you could bring friends and family for free, like your wife, not Greg.
Maybe I should book a suite or the Haven and get all 5.
That's a win, 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 win. Norwegian Cruise Line. Feel free. Book now and get 1, 2, or all 5 offers for free, up to $2,500 in value. Visit ncl.com, call your travel professional, or call 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Ships Registry, Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-256-3483 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-256-3483 to take your call right now. Call 877-256-3483. That's 877-256-3483. Again, 877-256-3483.
Whether you're heading out to see your favorite band, riding over to the big game, or just going out to explore your city, we've got you covered.
Drop the bass.
Let Miami-Dade Transit take you where you need to go. With the all-new Easy Pay app, you can purchase one-day passes right from your smartphone. So don't stress behind the wheel. Ride with us, and you can drive less and live more. Download Easy Pay Miami today.
Hi, this is Keith Sweat, and you're listening to WHQT Coral Gables, baby. Miami's Hot 105.
Fox Media Group Station.
It's time for Sweet
That's right. Sweet Butter is back and it's better than ever. On July 14th and 15th, Sweet Butter returns with an immersive Southern experience with dinner and an exciting musical show of live music, singing, and dancing. So join us for this ultimate dinner experience. Get your tickets today at SweetButterMiami.eventbrite.com. SweetButterMiami.eventbrite.com.
Hotter than morning breath, fresher than a morning breeze. It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy right here on Hot 105. And now let's get classical with Christine Jobson.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.